David Berkman sat in his living room with an empty beer can in his hand and stared sadly at his oversized bachelor's television, which wasn't turned on. A light winter wind was blowing a soft, lovely snow into the storm windows. He needed to get out in the morning to plow the drive. But he wasn't thinking about that, or the winter, or the storm. He'd gotten away with it, he thought. That didn't make him much happier. David, he thought of himself as David rather than as Big Dave, Deverino, Davissimo, D-Man, Chips, or Bug Boy, didn't consider himself a killer. Not a real killer. He was simply accident prone. Always had been. Accidents were one reason he'd been elected as Class of 92 Funniest Boy, like the totally unfunny time when he hadn't gotten the corn chips out of the vending machine in the school's junk food niche. He'd tried to shake the bag loose and the machine had tipped over on him, pinning him to the cold ceramic tiles of Tripton High School. Everybody who'd seen it had laughed. The fat boy pinned like a spider under a can of peas, even before they were sure he wasn't injured. Even George Marks, the assistant principal in charge of discipline, had laughed. He had, nevertheless, given David 15 days of detention, plus the additional unwanted nickname of Chips, a nickname that had hung on like a bad stink for 25 years. His own father had laughed after he found out that Tripton High School wouldn't make him pay for the damage to the vending machine. Big Dave, Deverino, Davissimo, D-Man, Bug Boy, squashed like a bug. The latest accident had occurred that night, though David thought it was all perfectly explainable if you understood the history and the overall situation. He knew that the cops wouldn't buy it. The history. First, his father was the Bug Man of Tripton, the leading pest exterminator in Buchanan County. For 9 months of the year, the brightly colored Bug Man vans were seen everywhere you'd find a bug. For the other 3 months, in the heart of winter, even the bugs took time off. David had never been the most popular kid in school, and because of his father's rep, had been told to bug off or bug out when he tried to hang with the popular kids, even in elementary school. That had become a tired 13-year-long joke in the trek between kindergarten and 12th grade. He'd always laughed about it, trying to ingratiate himself with the populars. He wasn't laughing now, because second, Berkman had fallen in love with Gina Hemming during the summer after 6th grade when the first freshet of testosterone hit. He'd loved her all through school, and for that matter, his entire life. How, he wondered, could that love have put him here, empty beer can in his hand, a hole in his heart? Hemming had been one of the populars, too smart and arrogant to be the most popular, but right up there, with her gold locket, cashmere sweaters, and low-rise fashion jeans. She had a silver ring with a pearl in her navel. Her father owned the largest bank in Tripton, which placed her in the local aristocracy.